Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Life made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
Bye.
Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yemsuf Arif. Yesterday we had a good study session. We had Imam Yehuda from Detroit. We had Brother Yemyahu from Arizona. And certainly Katriel from prison camp New York, and Yemsuf Arif from prison camp Memphis. And yes, it was a rather intense, informative show. That's what all these shows are about in the Real Talk for Real People show. An intense, informative show. We try to help you formulate a plan to understand that the relationship with the Most High is the most important relationship that you will ever have or should ever have in your life. Because everything else is predicated upon that relationship. Now, if you have a constructive relationship with him, we try to point out to you, things work out constructively. That doesn't mean perfectly. As far as people coming at you, you having problems and whatnot, and so on and so forth. It does not mean that. It means you have a relationship where you are protected. You have a rock to run to, a shield, a buckler to hide behind, and a high tower to run up to in case of trouble. And yes, they do come quite often. And so we try to help you facilitate their relationship. We try to help you understand their relationship. We try to help you focus on that relationship, meditate on that relationship, enhance and improve their relationship by doing so. And so in conjunction with that, in relative to that relationship, and predicated the linchpin, which is that relationship, everything else falls in line right behind it. And if you don't have a constructive and positive relationship with your brothers and sisters, perhaps that is on their part. There's nothing you can do about it. But it's incumbent upon you to understand the dynamics of that relationship, how it's codified, and how you must work within the confines of that relationship with your brothers and sisters. And yes, you must make due diligence and effort to work with your brothers and sisters, although sometimes you can't. And that should be incumbent upon you. You should be doing everything that's codified by the Most High. And also connected with that would be relationship with strangers, different nations. Because truth be told, the Most High controls every nation. He's in charge of everyone. It's true. So sometimes you cannot have a relationship with other nations. But it shouldn't be incumbent upon you the lack of relationship. You should do everything you possibly can to have a constructive and positive relationship with other nations. But as I said, sometimes with others, in case of our own people, in case of different nations, you cannot have a constructive and positive relationship with them. And sometimes you have to get away from them. It's just that simple, unfortunately. And we take no pleasure in telling you that in these studies, but that is a fact of the matter, okay? And if you think about it, if you go to your mind's eye and you look about at these strangeness and these aliens and our brothers and sisters, some of them, surely you cannot have a constructive relationship with them. You had to walk away from them. It's simply walking away from fools. The man that says in the heart there is no God, he's a fool. And you simply had to walk away from them. It's true. And their actions is indicative of the foolishness. You can't have a relationship with everyone. It's sad, isn't it? But it's the harsh reality of our studies. These studies are intensified because your relationship with the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub should be an intensified, loving, respectful relationship. Why? Because the Most High said, you must have a respectful fear of the Most High. I'm not talking about fear that petrifies you where you can't work with him, but fear that is understandable because he is your creator. And you can't do anything and everything that you want to do just because simply you want to do it. That is called leaning to one's own understanding. And that can get you into a world of woe and trouble. and send you out to Heartbreak Hotel. Because if you don't have a constructive relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you will have Heartbreak Hotel and nothing or no one to cover you. You can run, but you can't hide from the Most High. It's true. A public announcement after the show yesterday, Abigail got in touch with me. You know, she keeps us on the straight and narrow. It seems as if Yom Suf has made an error, and I led my brother astray in doing so also. Cotriel was supposed to do chapter 82 in Psalms. He ended up doing 83. So I will ask my brothers tonight to reverse his course of action and don't do 84 today in the Psalms, but do 82. Thank you again, Sister Abia of New York City, for keeping us on the straight and narrow. But before we get started in our studies, I'd like to make comments on ongoing subject matters. France is sort of irate right now. Her feelings are hurt. Why? Because the UK, Australia, and America has did a pact to ensure that Australia get nuclear-powered submarines, which kicked France out of the equation. France was the one providing submarines to Australia. Now they are kicked out of the money line, and they have pulled their ambassadors from America. Their feelings are hurting. They say allies don't do that to one another. Huh. I guess they didn't get the memo. I guess France didn't get the memo from our Native American brothers and sisters. White men speak with forked tongue. Now France's feeling is hurt. She pulled her ambassadors. Well, I'm not really sorry for France. France has caused a lot of mayhem and mischief throughout this universe. And it still has created mayhem and mischief. It's taken advantage of Haiti to the tunes of billions of dollars because of her quest for freedom, the beating of the French army and navy, and secured her liberty. And other places throughout this universe, France has been a instrument of destruction. It is true. As I said, sometimes universal white race supremacy has its hiccups when they're divvying up things. It's just like a mob boss sitting at the table. They're like a bunch of mob bosses divvying up the spoils. No. Give it to the colors. They're nothing but animals. Mistreat Haiti. But I don't like them. They beat us. So if I'm not bothered by France having a tantrum, why should I? Also, it has been reported that 12,000 brown-skinned and dark-skinned people whom look remotely like me is resting on the border, southern borders of these United States under a bridge, trying to get in, while America is trying to get Afghanistan's in, who don't look too much like me. They look more like them. It's true. And last but not least, America has made a big mistake. They've confessed to their mistake when they were trying to get out of Afghanistan. They assume that this vehicle was trying to attack them by virtue of a car bombing or suicide bombings. But it come to find out that was not the case. They bombed this Toyota Corolla and ended up killing 10 people, and 7 of those people were children. America seems to have owned up to it, but sometimes you need some compensation. And other times, most often, you need some lives, a life for a life. 7 children and 10 adults were killed on a mistake. That being said, welcome again. My name is Yama Sufarif, and this is Real Talk for Real People. I'm going to bring my dear brother and friend on from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also. And your sister, I may mention her in my prayers, okay?
No doubt. We pray that the Most High answers all prayers and even heals her, brings her back to full health with miraculous works.
Well, ask Abiyah. Abiyah has been through this situation. She came through fasting with her prayers and her trust in the Most High. He was her, he was her rock, shield, buckler, and high tower.
No doubt. Give praise. We thank Yah for even healing our sister Abiyah and many, many others that we pray for.
Amen.
But yeah, a lot of shame is going around the world today. And the fact that the United States acknowledges a mistake in killing 7 children and 3 adults, one of which was like an aid to them, helping them against the Taliban. It shows that their intelligence department are not so intelligent.
Not so intelligent.
And unfortunately, people tomorrow, Trump's crew,
threatening
the Capitol again.
Yeah. They're at it again.
Yeah. And the government itself, you ain't 65 yet, but they talking about you better get your booster shot. Get your Moderna, get your JJ, Johnson & Johnson, get your Pfizer shot, booster, every 6 months now. It's like mad confusion.
Also, if you're not, if you're not 65, you got to get it. Okay.
No, if you're 65, you got to get it.
Oh, okay. Hmm. You're
safe. Don't worry about it. At least for a couple of weeks now.
They're going to shoot me to your camp, baby. Prison camp, New York. They're going to ship young suit there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke about France, the divider. They've always gone around the globe and divided and conquered and divided and conquered.
Right.
They got Africa divided. They got Haiti divided. They got Vietnam and North Korea divided. Because they were all up in these places. And there's something that's called karma, you know, where things come back around. What you reap is what you sow. You sow what you reap. And we've seen the results of that. And the fact that the Haitians made it to Texas, woo-wee, how'd they do that?
I was trying to... Think, how the heck did they do that? Boy, they got determination, I tell you what. Because I was looking at the people. I said, hold on.
They did better than Mexico.
I said, hold on. Them don't look like Latinos. Don't look like brothers and sisters.
They made it under the bridge in Texas. They did better than the Mexicans who's right there on the border. They ain't got to cross no water.
They came a long way.
And you talking about tropical storms and hurricanes in the Gulf Coast of Mexico and all that?
Right.
You made it from Haiti to Texas? Wow.
Man, you said it. I mean, don't forget, they ain't soft. I tell you,
I ain't talking about a handful. We talking about thousands.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody to play with, man. And America should welcome them with open arms, like you welcome in Afghanistan.
Right.
I mean, Haiti's right there. If they need help, help them.
Exactly.
Don't reject them, which is what they want to do.
Right.
They talking about they got a law in place where, you know, they don't have to listen to their asylum plea. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they just ship them on back home.
Whatever they're going to do, man. I just hope it's in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. And our prayers continue to go out for our brothers and sisters that are in them situations, man. Talking about triple digit heat. They have to go under the bridge to get some shade because the sun is so hot.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people under that bridge, don't you?
No water, no food.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the same situation like Katrina, where they just don't really care about us.
Right.
They got the National Guard on the way, though. I know that.
Oh, National Guard is on the way down there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at pictures as we speak now of them under that bridge. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of people. Whole lot of people, Katrina.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they still coming, man.
Yep.
They still coming.
Can you blame them?
Things are hard, Katria, university speaking. Things are quite hard.
Especially on that island.
Right, yeah.
You know, earthquakes and storms and assassinations.
Yeah, I'm not mad at anyone trying to survive in this universe, Katria.
Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Right. Real talk. All right. Cartrell, you done with your commentary. I certainly done with mine. And we can get into some safe study, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, everyone. Turn to the fourth chapter of Ezra, the prophet. Will you please? And we'll get started in our studies. And when Katria does his study in the Psalms, he will be doing 82. And then Monday, the Most High willing, he'll be doing 84. Okay?
All right.
Just keep you guys on your toes. May the Most High bless us by the study, following the footsteps.
Okay.
When the adversary, what I tell you about people coming at you and things, kind of, people, places, and things, entities coming at you, when you get close to Yah, that seems to be the case here. But the most important thing you should be doing is getting close to Yah, in spite of what is going on. When the adversaries of Yehuda and Benjamin heard that the returned exiles were building a temple of Yah Elohim of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel, and the princes of the tribes, and said to them, now, they wanted to be a part of it, but they couldn't be a part of it, you know, not in this work endeavor. They could have been a part of it as far as their acknowledgement and their worship of the Most High, but they couldn't have been a part in this work endeavor, and they sort of got resentment about that, okay? They want to be part of the rebuilding. And they were spurned, and so they got resentful about that.
Not really.
Okay, go ahead.
They didn't really want to help them because they were enemies of Judah and Benjamin.
So what Cartrell is saying, if I may, Cartrell, speak for you. They were using that as an excuse.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Yeah. They wanted to get in there and disrupt it because they didn't want to see it.
That sounds about right, Katrina. From what we know in our studies. Sounds about right. Since we too worship your Elohim, having offered sacrifices to him since the time of King Esarhaddon of Syria, who brought us here. Now, we've been in this region. We've been worshiping some Yah too. Now, Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the princes of the tribes of Israel answered them together, "It is not for you and us to build a house to our Elohim," not together, "but we alone would build it to Yah Elohim of Israel, and according to the codification, which is charged that the king, King Cyrus of Persia, laid upon us. Thereupon the people of the land undermined the resolve of the people of Yehuda and made them afraid to build. They bribed ministers in order to thwart their plans all the years of King Cyrus of Persia until the reign, they did undermine the efforts, until the reign of King Darius of Persia."
So you see their intent.
Yeah. And they will continue.
If they lived there, had been living there, why didn't they start the building? Why did you wait for Zerubbabel and Yeshua to come back to start the building, to want to be a part of the building that you should have started if you really were worshiping the God of Israel?
Exactly. And in the reign of King Ahasuerus, at the start of his reign, they drew up an expound who King Ahasuerus was.
That's king that was married to Queen Vashti. Remember her?
Queen Vashti.
Yeah. The queen that didn't come when the king called and he put her away.
The very same king. Was he the very same king married to Queen Esther?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
That king.
Okay, all right. That's a tidbit of information. Put a notation. Put a notation. Yeah, put a notation. I'm going to give you time. Put a notation up. As a matter of fact, I need to retrieve my pen to put a notation. While I'm retrieving my pen, fellas, put a notation in. Put a line under his name and married to Queen Esther. Okay, bear with me. Just retrieve my pen. And we can thank Cottrell for that expounding upon that information. Okay, Ahasuerus. Put a line under him. And over to the side, married to Queen Esther. Okay. All right, y'all got that in? Y'all got started before I did, okay? So you should, okay? And they drew up an accusation against the inhabitants of Yehuda in Jerusalem. In the time of Ahasuerus, King Ahasuerus, Beslam, Hadrada, Telbil, and the rest of their colleagues wrote to King Ahasuerus of Persia, a letter written in Aramaic, and this has was translated from the Aramaic. Rehum, the commissioner of the scribe, wrote a letter concerning Jerusalem to King Ahasuerus as follows. Then Rehum, the commissioner, and Shemshiah, the scribe, the rest of their colleagues, the judges, the officials, officers and overseers, the men of Erech, and of Babylon, and of Shusha, that is the Elamites, and all other people whom the great and glorious Osnapha deported and settled in the city of Samaria, and the rest of the province beyond the river, wrote, and now this is the text of the letter which they sent to him, to King Ahasuerus, from your servants, men of the province beyond the river. And now, be it known to the king that the Jews who came up from you to us have reached Jerusalem.
Yehudites.
Now, say it again, Katria.
Yehudites. I know they say June.
Yeah, yeah, that, well, we know that. Yeah, well, that's what they wrote, but we know better. And let me do it for clarification. The Yehudites who came up from you to us have reached Jerusalem. And they are rebuilding that rebellious, they drop salt, they drop shade. They are rebuilding that rebellious and wicked city. They are completing the walls and repairing the foundation. Now, be it known to the king, if this city is rebuilt and the walls completed, they will not pay tribute, poll tax, or land tax, and in the end, it will eventually harm your kingdom. Now, since we eat the salt of the palace, and it is not right that we should see the king dishonored, we are written to advise the king of this, so that you may search the records of your father. See, they had library records. And find in the records and show that this city is a rebellious city, harmful to kings and states. Sedition have been rife in it from its very beginning, early times. On that account, this city was destroyed. We advise the king that if this city is rebuilt and its walls completed, you will no longer have any portion in the province because they're going to take over. That's what they're basically lying. They're going to take over. They're going to take over. You better be careful. This king sent back to them. Yeah, lying their teeth out, lying through their teeth. The king sent back the following message to Rehum, the commissioner, and Shimshah, the scribe, and the rest of their colleagues who dwelt in Samaria and the rest of the province of beyond the river. Greetings. Now, the letter that you wrote me has been read to me in translation. They have translated it. At my order, a search has been made and has been found that this city has, from earliest time, risen against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been rife in it. Powerful kings have ruled over Jerusalem. He's certainly right about that. And exercise authority over the whole province of beyond the river when they rule. And tribute, poll tax, land tax were paid to them. Now, it's your order to stop these men, these Yehudites. This city is not to be rebuilt until I so order. Take care not to be lax in this matter, or there will be much damage and harm to this kingdom. When the text of the letter of King Artaxerxes was read before Rehum and Shimshiah, the scribe and their colleagues, all they couldn't wait. They hurried to Jerusalem, to the Yehudites. Stop them by main force. Y'all better stop it. At that time, work on the house of Yah in Jerusalem stopped and remained in abeyance until the second year of the reign of King Darius of Persia. Cartrell, my brother and friend, what is your commentary?
Nothing comes easy, does it?
No, it sure doesn't, brother. You better believe it. Nothing good comes easy.
So this king that was married to Queen Esther, you understand the circumstances and the conditions of his mindset now, why they had to hide their identity, because they were under duress.
Right.
These men, Rehum, Shimshiah, the scribe and his colleague,
right,
they were determined to stop the Judites, Yehudites, and the Benjamites from building Jerusalem and the temple.
And not only that, Cartrell, fellow students, let me assist Cartrell in this answer. Not only these two individuals were culprits, you had individuals within Babylon also causing mayhem with Mordecai. Okay? Go ahead, Cartrell.
Oh, that's so true. So this is the heart of it, of the understanding of the story of Esther, Queen Esther, because the prophets Ezra and Nehemiah, they pretty much worked together. They were at the same time They were colleagues.
Right.
They were at the time of this king and Queen Esther.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because I didn't really know why they were under such duress under Persia. I mean, they in captivity, but they had the opportunity to build a temple and they were stopped. But people don't want to see Yah's work done, not then and not now.
Exactly.
It ain't even necessary to be, have it stopped.
Exactly.
But Yah's work endures forever.
Amen.
Yep.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there is a more to this story, as Katya is alluding to. No matter how difficult things may appear, and sometimes they are difficult. They are actually difficult. You must keep on doing what you know you should be doing. Don't join these clubs. Don't join the Alphabet Club. Don't join the Pillophilia Club. Don't join the Unrighteousness Club. Don't join these Black Lives Matter clubs, these voting entity clubs. You got to keep focused on what you should be focused on. Because as Cartier alluded to, what did Cartier say before he made his commentary? Can you remember? Can anyone remember what Cartier said before he made his commentary? Well, basically what Cartier was saying is this, to the effect, far as your relationship with the Most High is concerned, is that, to put it in a nutshell, that when you are active in the relationship with Yah, as you should be, things are not going to come easy. It's not going to be a tiptoe through the garden. It's not going to be a cricket lunch or so on and so forth. There's going to be some difficulties involved. And you have to be realistic. Instead of being, when you work with Yah, you have to be a realist, a pragmatist. And sometimes you have to, it's set because you have to understand some things, brothers and sisters. And Cartier and I and the students that have been studying with us long have come to understand. Even the prophets, some of the prophets had some difficult times. Sawn in half between wood and so on and so forth, beaten, thrown in jail. And just because you have a constructive relationship with Yah does not necessitate the fact that people will have a constructive relationship with you. But don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. That's what Cartier was basically saying. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Fulfill your obligation as a friend to Yah and that relationship with Yah. And that's why you must understand the dynamics and the codification of that relationship and how it can work for you. But that does not necessitate the fact that things are going to be, as I said, tiptoe through a garden of cricket lunch. It's not going to be that. But sometimes, you know, you can have some good times. Job found that out when his family was attacked and his family died and land was taken and animals was taken. He was overcome with an illness of boils from top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And what did Job say? One of the things Job said, if I could paraphrase him, no matter what Yah did to him, he ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. He was just like that woman. I forget her name. You know, I'm going, because I am telling you, I'm not going nowhere. You're the best thing. You and you and you, you're going to love me. Sort of like, you know, I'm not Aesop, okay? I'm just Yah Suh. But I want y'all to love Yah, just like Job loved Yah, because things gonna come at you, and you better believe it. Cartier, you have any more commentary?
Well, we learned that Yah has an everlasting love for our people,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, we have to return that everlasting love back to Him. So
exactly.
He shows His favor.
Exactly.
Job said, "I came in butt naked. I'm going out butt naked. I ain't cursing mm-hmm. Yah."
Right.
So it didn't matter to Job the afflictions or the trials and tribulations that he had to go through. His love for Yah remained loyal and dedicated all the way through to the end. And
exactly.
We're going to see how Yah deals with situations like this.
Right.
Does it seem like they're going to be successful in their efforts and attempts to rebuild Jerusalem in the wall because the odds are stacked against them?
Man, what you said, Kadriel. I mean, it was coming from all ends. I mean, it was coming from Babylon with Mordecai, Queen Esther, and they had their contingents right in the land doing the very same thing, causing mayhem and mischief, trying to undermine the efforts of their relationship with the Creator. And if people are going to try to undermine your efforts and your relationship with the Creator, right here in these United States of America, this Western Hemisphere, or wherever you may hail from, be assured of that fact. The closer you get to Yah, the more your enemies will reveal themselves. They're coming out the woodwork. It's true.
So, another eye-opening thing about this, a lot of our people in captivity think that we can serve Yah while we're in captivity under the oppression of our enemies. We see here in this story, they shut it down, didn't they?
That's virtually impossible, Cartier. If you study, right, if you study this, if you intently, lovingly follow the Most High footsteps, you'll understand these things are easy to grasp if you're not leaning to your own understanding in this relationship. You cannot lean to your own understanding. Please understand this in this relationship with y'all. Things will not be revealed to you, and you will be a fool. But if once you humble yourself to Yah, and you don't lean to your own understanding, it's just like that 50 mentioned something. I can see clearly now. All the obstacles are going away. It's true. Well, Cartier, it seems that you're done with your commentary. You got quiet over there. Or maybe you were contemplating on something. Now, if you were contemplating on something, we're going to stand back at ease and let you make your commentary. If you wasn't contemplating, we'll move on. Okay, go ahead.
I was waiting for you to complete your commentary.
Oh, yeah, my bad. My apologies. I'm done with my commentary. Cartier perhaps has some additional commentary.
Yeah, I don't like cutting people off. That's,
okay.
You know, that's a discipline that I follow. I'm going to hear you out. And we have to learn how to listen to each other, which is
exactly.
A problem with a lot of our people.
All of us. I certainly do. I certainly have a problem. I'm working on it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much to glean from our history that our people need to know. We're so focused on the law, the first five books of Moses, that we can see in our history that, you know, we went through certain situations that are identical to what we're going through now. And the resolution for them is spelled out. So we could test the same resolution and see if it works for us, or we can continue to walk around blindly and be, taken advantage of. Like we've been for the last 400 years.
Exactly. All right.
So we're looking for solutions, and solutions right in front of our eyes. Just got applied.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Cartier, for those commentaries. And fellow students, thank you for studying along with us in the first segment of these studies. Studying intently, studying lovingly, studying humbly, and wanting to get to the bottom, the core of the matter. You want to get to the bottom, and you want to get to the core of the matter. And I suspect that's the reason why you study with us, because Cartier and I, we certainly want to get to the bottom of this, the bottom and the core of the matter, also along with you. Well, as I promised, Cartier is going to take us to our segment of these studies, which is our last, and the Psalms 82.
Alrighty then, Psalms 82. And you know what's beautiful? That it is a song. That lyric should be repeated over and over again. And I think we heard this song before, but we'll sing it again. Psalms 82. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you for our brother, the famous singer Asaf in the nation, and the beautiful songs that he put together with such potent messages that we need to take hold of even today. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Kadre, before you get started, can I say something?
Yes.
When we did Psalms 83 yesterday, it was in conjunction and synchronization with suddenness.
It appears
that 82 is synchronized and in conjunction with this study list we just studied. Go ahead, Kadre.
Yes. Elohim stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the Elohim. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I say, you are our gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, Elohim. Arise, O Elohim. Judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Praise Yah. We know that Yah owns all nations.
Yeah.
And we know that he looks down on the nations that judge wickedly, that show partiality, that oppress the poor and the fatherless, that don't really do justice. They afflict the needy. So we cry out to Yah to deliver the poor, the needy, freedom from the hand of the wicked and their designs to destroy your creation. Because they don't know. They don't understand. They're walking about in darkness, like it says. And our people are walking about in darkness. Since the foundation of the earth are unstable. And that's the situation we're living in now. We're on the brink of World War III. And I don't know if a lot of people know what that means. But they got like this doomsday clock.
Right.
They say there's 2 minutes left on a doomsday clock.
Yeah, by the looks of it, bro.
The foundations of the earth are very unstable. You got viruses running around. You got storms and earthquakes and fires and all kind of things going on.
Yeah, and you got people lying about the truth. They make the truth lie and then lie the truth. And the Most High said that they would make the truth a lie and lie a truth. You know, and that certainly is the case, especially in regards to this COVID-19.
So we asking Yah to rise up and judge the earth. Are we ready for that judgment? Are we still fiddle farting around? Because when we ask Yah to rise up and judge the earth, he's going to judge us too.
Amen. Well, I'm gonna ask Sister Abby if she has anything to say today. Hitting number one. If she don't, sometimes she likes to sit back in the cook. And I'm gonna respect her wish. Okay, she has something to say. All right. Well, Contrary, you and I, we're gonna sit back and see what Sister Abby has to contribute. Maybe she have something to praise y'all about, or maybe want to pray for someone. I don't know. But may the Most High bless you. Sister Abia, Ima, your mic is
on. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you.
May the Most High bless you too, brothers. And I hope your weekend be very safe out there. I just want to say, y'all touched something really tonight about the enemy coming after you.
Right.
When you try to be right.
Right.
Do you know, I was trying to post today a lot of times to on my page, Avia. I put nothing on that page but about Yah.
Right.
You know, nothing, no politics, no nothing. That page is sacred to me.
Right. Okay.
Do you know, Lord and behold, that fool wouldn't let me post up there for nothing?
I finally got one.
Yeah, I finally got one post up there, I believe, just a little while ago. And I said, okay, well, I'm not going to mess with that right now. I said, because I don't have time for it. It reminds me of y'all when you talk about the alphabet boys. I see you, they certainly all over the place. They come and ask you. But another thing, that song, I Ain't Going Nowhere, y'all know. My God, he knows I refuse to go anywhere. You can't pry me away from where y'all is. As long as I can stay in touch, I'll be right, just like I'm right here all the time for this show. And I just want to give y'all praise and thank him so much for life, my friends, family. And I'm just so happy and I'm peaceful. And I praise y'all for that, and I thank them. And I praise y'all for you brothers and always willing. Like I said, please stay safe and stay in good health. So
thank you, Abby. We appreciate it.
You as well, Sestavia.
Thank you, Abby. And same to you. And we love you. And tell little Gregory Yamsuf and Katriel, say hello to his mother, Brianna, and him, and Pops, and everybody in the family. We say hello, and they have our prayers and concern and love and support, just like you, Abby. You know that without saying. And thank you again for bringing to our attention that we were somewhat one song earlier than what we should have been. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, that's the job y'all intended for me to be doing. So for now, that's I'm his servant, and I'm going to stay his humble servant. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. But you're welcome so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Abby. We appreciate that. All right, Cottrell, my dear brother and friend, do you have anything to say, anyone to pray for, or maybe a praise for you?
My prayers go out to my sister and all the family of Israel that are dealing with this virus. I ask that the Most High send the healing balm of Gilead out to those in need, that he sent forth his guardian angel, Raphael, with the healing balm to help the physicians bring back to health those who serve Yah with all their heart. I also want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, echo my sister Abiyah's sentiments for the peace, for the love, for the joy that I feel, for the knowledge and the truth that's been imparted to me to be able to see crystal clearly what Yah desires of us, where we went wrong, and how we can straighten ourselves out. And I pray for the strength to walk the path of righteousness that King David walked, that I could praise the name of Yah in his house forever, right alongside King David.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Kotrell.
Thank you, Kotrell. I'd like to concur with Kotrell in regards to his sister, in regards to the whole nation, and in regards to a strange nation also, and relative to this COVID-19. To restore their health for his name's sake, and to give them peace of mind, to allow them an opportunity to run to his rock, his shield, buckler, and our high tower. And I'd like to give praise and thanks for everything and everyone in my life that is constructive and a positive, as in regards to Abiyah, Cartrell, and these fellow students that studied along with us. They are a positive a notation that the students are serious about their studies. They're serious about their love for the Most High. They're serious and intent in their studies. They're trying to garner everything they can by virtue of these studies. And that's appreciated by the Real Talk for Real People show. Akatria and Yamsu and Abiyah. So all praises to the Most High, and that the heavenly hosts and the firmaments, all the earth and its inhabitants, the mountains, the trees, the creeping things, let everything bow to the Most High and recognize his supremeness. Some people said they are supreme, but we know there is only one supreme. Anything that says that they are supreme is going against the Most Supreme. And sooner or later, they will find that the Most High is the only entity that is really supreme. And blessed be the name and praise the holy name of Yah. Well, Katria, Aviyah, it's been a pleasure. I pray that the Most High let your weekends be safe, your sleep be peaceful, and your family be protected. Katria, Aviyah, and I, we don't know where y'all are going, but we do know this for a certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been studying with us on the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High continue to order, direct, and order your steps. If you're doing something otherwise, it is not cute. It is not working for you. It's going to work on you. Also, we suggest at the end of each study sessions that you must have the right attitude, which is having a right spirit, which looks like something that is humble and contrite. Also, the right heart, a heart unlike King David, which loved the Most High with all that heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters, his neighbors as himself, meaning that not only that he must love his brothers and sisters, in order to do that, he or you must love yourself in spite of what anyone said. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
the sun.